Is your kid back to school? Are your children back to school? And what are they encountering as they get there? What's the curriculum like now? Especially for you, those of you who've had to endure keeping your kid out of school for all this time. What'd they do with all that time on their hands? What'd they prep for your kid? You're returning to school. Are there Black Lives Matter flags hanging in the hallway? Are you being your children being asked to pledge allegiance to the pride flag now? You see that story? Amazing. A teacher asking her kids not to pledge allegiance to the American flag, but instead to the pride flag. Remarkable. What's going on out there? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Man has been following all of this very closely for some time, and we are grateful for, is Ian Pryor. He's a parent in Loudoun County, the executive director of Fight for Schools, and the founder of DailyMalarkey.com. Ian, welcome back, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Vince?
Going well. So this, I'm glad to have you today. I was kind of eager to find out what you've been hearing. What are students encountering as they return to these classrooms?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. And the primary theme is really on the transgender issue. You know, obviously that AB 40 passed back in August. But a couple of things that we've seen. One, somebody took a screenshot, you know, a student took a picture of a wall at one of the high schools. I believe it was Woodgrove High School in Loudoun County. And it said spectrums on it. And it had three categories. And this was painted on the wall in high school. And it was like a little graph with a color-coded graph. And they talked about biological sex, gender identity, gender expression, sexual attraction, preferred pronouns, and romantic attraction. This is on the wall in a high school class. So I guess they'll get the math painting next week. But yeah, so when your kids go to class at this high school, this is what they're going to see on the wall in a, you know, geography class or, you know, whatever they use that class for at any particular point in time during the day.
So that's
one of the things.
So gender, sex, it's not rooted in biology. It's instead on a spectrum. Did the science department have any role in the poster, or was this just the art department that produced it?
It's actually not a poster. It's painted on the wall.
Oh, is it? I
see. If you look at, you know, and I'm looking at it now, it says gender identity, and it says how your brain feels. And it says man on the left, non-binary in the middle, and then woman on the right. And then it says below that, gender expression, how you present, clothing, behavior. And it's got masculine, androgynous, feminine. And then on the sexual attraction side, it says hetero. Mm-hmm. In the middle, it has bi, pan. And then on the right, it says homo. And underneath sexual attraction, it says who turns you on. So these are, you know, 14-year-olds seeing this.
Yeah, this is important. Do they have to know this before they know the state capitals?
Well, I don't see any state capitals on the wall.
No.
But, you know, one of the other things that we've been hearing from parents is that teachers are asking, either through surveys or live in class, are asking students what their preferred pronouns are. Now, that's not what policy 8040 says. Policy 8040 is, you know, if a student desires to be called by a certain pronoun, then the teacher has to respect that. But policy 8040 does not give teachers or the school the right to demand students tell them what their preferred pronoun is. And I've heard from that this has happened in two separate schools over just the past week. And then I've also seen a survey that students have to fill out where they put their preferred pronoun.
Okay, so they're doing this transgender activism in the classroom. This is Loudoun County?
This is Loudoun County.
Okay, so Loudoun County teachers asking students to declare their preferred pronouns. They get to pick their gender in the classroom. Wow, okay. All right, well, those are some good ones. Those are some great examples. Any others off the top of your head?
There's one more.
Okay.
It's an agenda booklet that was provided at a middle school, and it's got this sort of weird hornet looking guy with like a hornet's mask on. He's got long fingernails, and a pride flag on his arm and what looks like maybe a BLM sticker on his arm as well. This is being handed out to middle schoolers.
A pride flag and a BLM flag.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not clear if it's BLM. It's tough to see on the screenshot, but there's definitely a pride patch on the arm of this hornet / person with long fingernails.
But I presume if it kind of looks like a BLM flag, probably like a raised fist or some sort of revolutionary symbol is how to interpret that. Okay, gotcha. And this is middle school that this is being advanced.
Middle school.
Really amazing.
Correct.
So when you find out about stories like this, is this parents who are grumpy about this that are saying, hey, look, this should not be happening? Are the students upset by this? I mean, you know, what is it like for a student who doesn't want to play along with all of this? Who's like, no, I believe in biology. I believe men are men, women are women. You know, people express themselves in all different ways, but, you know, it's okay to acknowledge biological categories.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think if you're a student and you're a young student, you know, 14, 15, there's a lot of pressure that you have to conform to, you know, this particular school of thought. But a lot of what we're getting is it's from parents, but it's also from students, too. I mean, the only way to get the photograph of that painting on the wall was for a student to go out there and take the picture. So, you know, I think you're going to start seeing that now that we're not dealing with distance learning, and when we were dealing with distance learning, you had parents that were able to, you know, look over their kids' shoulders, or you had students that could take screenshots of what's on the screen. Now they're saying, well, look, I'm in school. I see what's going on. I'm just going to take a picture with my phone, you know, send it to my parents, send it to whoever,
yeah,
to continue to raise awareness on this issue. And that's encouraging.
Yes, that is encouraging. That suggests that among some students, there's some resistance to all of this. Are there any trends here that you're aware of? I mean, are students rolling their eyes at this kind of stuff, or are they ingesting it and repeating it?
You know, I'm not really sure. I certainly think that there's a significant amount of students that, you know, are looking at this and rolling their eyes, right? Because, you know, if they're teenagers, and to the ones that are sort of brought up with kind of a grounded sense of, you know, feet on their earth, I would probably think that they are looking at this, you know, somewhat side-eyed. But, you know, kids are impressionable. And when they're dealing with peer pressure and they're dealing with this government-mandated push, it's going to put them in really uncomfortable positions. But I will say that, you know, my understanding today is that in the Tanner Cross case, they were allowed to amend their complaint to add the two additional teachers and to actually challenge the policy. So that's going to be something that we're going to want to watch out for, because, you know, if this policy is not allowed to stand, then, you know, that's a win for the community at large.
I've asked parents to call in today, and anybody who's in the community who's observed some of the types of stories that Ian Pryor is talking about here. The number is 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Dan in Harper's Ferry. Dan, you know teachers in Loudoun County. What have they encountered?
Yes, I go to church at a few teachers in Loudoun County, and what they're experiencing right now is that they're being, I would basically say they're being harassed because they, against their conscience, refuse to be vaccinated. So the school board has required people who are vaccinated to show their vaccination card. And if you refuse to be vaccinated or don't, then basically they make the teachers on their own time, on their own dime, go and get tested every single week. And, you know, they go from there.
Yeah,
but they're not making the people who are vaccinated getting tested every week. And those same people, we know from factual cases, a lot of people that have been vaccinated have wound up coming up with the disease, with not the disease, but the virus, and getting sick. But they're not making any of those people,
yeah,
you know, they're not treating them equally. And then they're harassing them, just trying to make their job as hard as possible. So they either retire or quit.
Yep.
Or they wind up having problems down the road just because the difficulties that they're putting in front of them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the vaccinated are getting sick, you're right, but far less frequently than the unvaccinated. That makes sense. But the reality here is it's the coercion that you're talking about that matters. It's that people are being put into headlocks in order to obey. Hey, things are going to be tough for you unless you obey. And the same is true, Ian, with this ideological pressure. If your entire school is covered in posters of a political ideology, you know, that's a lot of pressure on the staff and the students to conform or else.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that I'm hearing from teachers as well is they're confused. I mean, they haven't had training on this policy, right? So they roll out this policy, they vote for it, and now teachers have to kind of figure it out on their own until they complete whatever training they have to go through. So, you know, somebody had told me earlier that, you know, a teacher had a student that said, you know, they identified as a girl or vice versa. And this teacher had no idea. You know, the parents know. What am I supposed to do here? I haven't had any training on this. I've certainly heard about it in the news and whatnot. So there's mass confusion among teachers. Students, I mean, the average student isn't paying attention to what's going on at the school board, right? They're not reading policy 8040 or regulation 8040 to kind of figure out how to act. So you're going to have confusion with students as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way they've done this has just been, you know, it's absurd.
Yes. Students need clarity. They need to be educated in facts. They don't need to be thrust into political debates and to have confusion sown among them. That's like literally the opposite reason we send kids to school. Very appreciative of you as always, Ian Pryor. Please keep up the good work, and thank you again.
All right. Thanks for having me, Vince.